In communities across the U.S., Nigerians are anxiously watching this case. Some of them are Muslim, and they find themselves in a familiar position, defending their faith. Many others worry about the impact on the image of their home country and Nigerians everywhere. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick has the story.
Just hours before bombing suspect Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab was scheduled to make his first appearance in a Detroit federal court, a group of local imams gathered to denounce those who practice terrorism in the name of Islam. Joining them was Heba Aref, who was returning to Detroit on Northwest Flight 253 when Abdulmutallab allegedly tried to set off an explosive device on the plane. Aref says as a Muslim, she doesn't understand Islamic extremists.
I don't know how they can twist such a wonderful and peaceful religion to determine and do what they do.
Most in Detroit's 200,000-plus strong Muslim community have taken a strong stand against the kind of Islamic extremism that apparently turned Abdulmutallab from a pious young Muslim into someone charged with a terrorist act. But there's also a keen awareness that as a Nigerian, Abdulmutallab doesn't fit the stereotypical image of a terrorist. And that's a huge concern for Michigan's 10,000-member Nigerian community, particularly the 20% of whom are Muslims. Many are anxious not to be perceived as the new face of terrorism. Egerton Abulu is the secretary of the Nigerian Foundation of Michigan. He says religious extremism is anathema to Nigerian society.
What that guy did was just an isolated case, very isolated. Why he did it, we don't know, but it's isolated. It is not our nature.
The All-African Market on Detroit's west side is a small store selling West African food staples, along with a selection of CDs and DVDs. On a recent evening, Amika Sarnadi and Esnua Wazrike sat behind the counter watching a Nigerian TV show on a laptop computer. Wazrike is a teenager who goes by the initials EZ. He was born and raised in the U.S., but says his Nigerian family was horrified when they found out the alleged terrorist was a fellow countryman.
They was all in shock. Like, we was all together on Christmas, and that, like, everybody just sat down in the living room and was watching the news because nobody would expect a Nigerian person to do that.
Amika Sarnadi grew up in Nigeria and says he has no sympathy for Abdulmutallab. Sarnadi calls him a young man of privilege and says he's ruining his country's name.
He was in the better position as a young, you know, African man, you know, to help out his community, you know, use all that effort and, you know, passion that he had for extremism. He could have channeled it into other better things.
Sarnadi says it's almost unthinkable that a Nigerian could be seduced into religious extremism. His comments reflect sentiment expressed across much of the U.S.-Nigerian community, that Abdulmutallab, the son of a wealthy and politically connected Nigerian banker who was educated abroad, is somehow fundamentally un-Nigerian. They're quick to point out his reported isolation from his family. And they seem to view the Abdulmutallab family with a mixture of disdain and pity, disdain that they could have allowed their son to become an Islamic radical, and pity that the family and its reputation may never recover from his actions. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Swick in Ann Arbor.